Filmmaker C.M. Conway is with us. She has joined us a few times before to talk about a film shot locally here in Sonoma County and throughout the Bay Area. The name of the film is How to Successfully Fail in Hollywood. It begins streaming tomorrow, and in celebration of that, she's going to be part of an event at the Occidental Center for the Arts happening Saturday, April 1st, April Fool's Day. Here to fill us in on what's going on with How to Successfully Fail in Hollywood, filmmaker C.M. Conway. CM, welcome back to The Drive.
Thanks so much, Harry. Deeply appreciated. Very nice to be back.
Our pleasure. So let's give our audience who may not know a little bit of info about your film, How to Successfully Fail in Hollywood.
Absolutely. So I lived in L.A. for over a decade, came back to my roots here in the North Bay, California, wrote a script, bibbidi-bobbidi-boo, after 22 days of filming and a lot of work of years working on the script. We bootstrapped a film, used a lot of Bay Area actors, local crew, some in L.A. as well, and it's been the little indie that could. We had a wonderful run of screenings in the Bay Area and wonderful press, you know, covered the event. We were so supported by yourself and all these wonderful outlets. And now we're so excited the film will be streaming actually April Fool's Day because, of course, our protagonist is the ultimate fool. And I wrote, edited, directed, executive produced. I'm in the film with Adrian Gilbert. And it's just been an incredible journey of, as you mentioned, actually in an interview, turning what was a kind of a failure. The film is a comedy. So it does feature funny failures inspired by my own. But you mentioned, and which I just really appreciated, that it sort of has become a success writing about my failures and turning them into a movie. So we'll be at Occidental Center for the Arts. They have this wonderful annual free event and Fool's Parade. Hundreds of locals come in outrageous costumes and celebrate foolishness. So we thought April Fool's Day was the perfect day to release our film, and it'll be on one of the largest streaming platforms in the world with over 200 million subscribers potentially seeing our film, and we're thrilled.
All right, again, you're going to be part of the 2023 April Fool's Day event in Occidental, and especially the Occidental Fool's Parade, Saturday, April 1st. It starts at 1 p.m. Folks are encouraged to gather at the community center at 12:45 to join the parade or follow it from town to the Fool's Party, which is being held after the parade at the Occidental Center for the Performing Arts. There'll be performance artists from the Big Fun Circus, music by the Tumbleweed Soul Trio and Electric Tumbleweed. There's a kids' art zone and coloring contest, giant bubbles, fabulous food, silly shenanigans, drinks, and family-friendly fun, including folks from How to Successfully Fail in Hollywood. What are you doing there, CM?
Well, we actually were so excited to be a part of this event. Tina Marchetti is just such an amazing executive director at Occidental Center for the Arts. We filmed at Occidental Center for the Arts, believe it or not, in the film, as well as a lot of Sonoma County locations and the Bay Area and L.A. So she is putting on, with, of course, their whole team there, an amazing event. So we're actually going to be in Occidental Center for the Arts classroom, and we're asking and inviting folks to share their funny fool moment or flub that they've experienced in life. And, you know, we're going to, on camera, and we also have fun photo ops with the dog in our film.
I was about to say, we haven't mentioned Cassie yet. Now, Cassie was featured in several photos that I posted to the Drive social media page, and most people thought Cassie was a living, breathing dog.
And you have a really good memory. Cassie is made by Nancy Nguyen. She looks like a real dog, but she's not. And so that's sort of the fun little mascot of our film, who's in our film. People love taking pictures with her, and it's just a great metaphor of fantasy intersecting with reality, which the film has a lot of fun with. So, yeah, we're just really inviting folks to come to the OCA event and into the classroom and share their funny, foolish moment on camera. We're really looking forward to just sharing the film with folks, and it'll be available to see on your favorite platform, and links will be at funnyfailurefilm.com on April 1st.
All right, again, so on Saturday, April 1st, First, you can stream the film if you like. It's called How to Successfully Fail in Hollywood. And if you go to the film's website, which again is funnyfailurefilm.com, it will give you your streaming options. And then for a live in-person event, you head out to Occidental for their April Fool's Day event, which is again Saturday, April 1, coincidentally, from 1 to 4 o'clock. Weather looks good. Weather looks pretty good for Saturday, so keep your eyes on the weather reports, but, you know, be prepared. You guys are going to be in one of the Occidental Center for the Performing Arts classrooms. You're going to give folks the opportunity to take some photos with the film's mascot, Cassie the dog, some other silly film props, and you're asking them to share on camera perhaps their funny failure stories.
That's exactly right. And just so you know, Occidental Parade and Event, rain or shine, they just move it in the indoors in the Occidental Center for the Arts if it rains. So come rain or shine.
Rain or shine, head out to Occidental this Saturday for their April Fool's event. And be sure to check out the classroom containing C.M. Conway and Cassie the dog from the film How to Successfully Fail in Hollywood. C.M., great to check in with you again. Good luck with this weekend's event, and keep in touch and let us know what else is going on in the future.
Thanks so much, Harry. Have a wonderful weekend.
All right. Thanks again.